dawn my heart. And I want you to
people.
Hello.
This is Bean to Bean Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This week, we're changing it up a little bit. Both of us are tired.
We are tired. We have lives.
Good. Yeah. So none of you can tell us to get a life, because...
Yeah, because we have them.
Because we have them.
But this week... So Bean to Bean, the whole kind of gimmick is that we spin our own music, bring our own DJ controllers in, make our own custom mixes for everyone. Didn't want to do that today. Those take time. Those take more preparation than maybe a Spotify playlist does.
But to put a positive spin on this, I think there's a lot of music that you really just can't play as a DJ. So this is all the music that maybe we would love to share.
Yeah.
But we can't. When we're DJing. So we are still jockeying Spotify, or not Spotify, sorry.
We're songs jockeying that we MP3s.
Own. Yeah, exactly. Songs that we definitely own and do not stream from any sort of
platform. No. So this is, every song that we're about to play is from the walls, the vinyl collection, the CD collection, the cassette collection of WMFO. So everything you're hearing here is entered on a digital database, and all we have to do is press a button and it finds the record and it plays it. So it's basically like streaming, but from our own library.
Yeah, none of that was a lie.
None of that was true.
The
full disclosure, I thought that's what you were going to say. That's not what's happening.
The first song that we played this evening was Homeward by The Sundays, off of their album Static and Silence. I love The Sundays. I've been listening to a lot of The Sundays this summer. Do you have any thoughts and feelings about The Sundays? Or Sundays in general, like as a day?
Every day is like Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
one. Why is Sunday so depressing?
True.
Sunday candy. My mom is a big fan of The Sundays. We have she has a poster of what's the album with the baby?
The album with On Earth on it, but yes. I can't remember what it's called.
That baby always freaked me out.
Yeah,
it's a scary
imagine.
Baby.
And blown up on a poster is pretty
poster
scary too.
And I was like, what the heck is The Sundays? And then you listen to the music, and it's the most sweet, like childlike, unassuming music.
It's like the Smiths, but a female singer.
It's like the Smiths, but a smile instead of a frown.
Yeah, true. It's not depressing. It's actually quite...
It's pretty. The most of their stuff is pretty uplifting.
Yeah.
More than Every Day is Like
Sunday.
Or
at least it's about, like, love instead of, like, depression.
And, like, and you know, James Joyce.
Yeah.
but anyway, we're going to play a nice selection of songs, you know? Consider this what we've been listening to lately, what we want to share with you guys.
And a nice little break from all the...
A nice little break from all the bad transitions.
Yeah.
Last week was kind of brutal.
Yeah. So hopefully this is better
rest and
timing.
Recuperation.
Yeah. For a 10 p.m. show.
So this next one, it's for all the mothers out there in two different ways. By the fact that it's by Tears for Fears off of their album Songs from the Big Chair. Incredible 80s album, one of my favorites. And also because of the fact that it's called Mother's Talk.
Thanks, Jake, for the intro. This is Mother's Talk.
Just fall with
All right, so this next one is by request from our very, very not streamed collection. I said I was lying before, but that was the real lie. We have this one. Our studio hand slash co-host.
Studio hand?
Okay, never mind. Our co-host ran and scoured the collection and found it. So in the vein of 80s and synth pop, which... We had Tears for Fears. The last one was Close to You by Better Person, which is actually more modern, but does have a synth-pop 80s vibe. This is some bona fide 1980s Gen X wham. This one is for Jennifer. Please enjoy.
Boys like you. A bed through and through.
Girls like me.
Where were you last night? to be with you.
That one was I Love the Nightlife by Alicia Bridges.
Some pipes on her. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. We had some two heavy, strong bangers.
Yeah. Great theme going. I think we've made up for the lack of cohesion in the past couple of episodes with this cohesion, because this is to toot our own horns. But
the theme of today is just
toot toot.
Really good music.
Yeah. What do you associate with that song? What are some memories? What are some emotions? What are things that song evokes for you?
I was listening to that today on my way home on the Green Line. It's a great song for transportation.
For just sitting silently
sitting
in a public area.
In a public space. Or for dancing. I haven't gotten a good dance in recently. It's really tough to dance in like in during the summer when you're not around all of your best buds, and unless you are around your best buds, and then you can get a dance in. But like, it's a really challenging thing when you like, you know, maybe if not all of your friends live in the same place. So what do you do when you need to dance but you can't?
Well, you can dance anywhere, can't you?
True.
I was dancing at my desk at work today. I had headphones in. I think it was like a Peter Gabriel song, and I was doing a little back and forth, side to side, or just kind of like, you know, if it's one of those bouncy chairs, you can get a little rock going. Mm-hmm. And that has the same effect. Well, someone seeing you dance in your chair will make them just as happy as seeing you, you know.
It's a very butterfly effect of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how often do you think you get that, like, I need to dance? I would say once a week.
Yeah. It's only with music for me. I mean, of course, because mm-hmm. you dance to music. But I have a lot of outlets for that urge to dance, right? You have the stank face. You have right? And you just,
but what,
like,
if you really need to just like move every part of your body?
I do that sometimes when I'm cleaning the house. I'll like shake some butt when I'm like listening to, I don't know, I like grooving to music, running to music. You're like,
that's a good way.
You know, you feel like you're exerting energy and you can get like rhythm going. Like, that's like kind of like dancing.
Yeah, a little bit.
So I feel like I do have that urge, but I have ways of managing it. I don't know why we're this is music. This is dance therapy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, what I think.
This is disco analysis.
Everyone should be dancing more. That's pretty good.
Thank you. Sorry.
I just think that more people should be dancing in public. Because I was talking to friends recently about how when you're in public and you're listening to music that you really want to dance to, it's so fun when you just like do a little bit of dancing and people can see you.
Yeah.
And that's so awesome.
Yeah.
So more people should be doing that. Because I love seeing people dancing.
Right? Yeah.
In a super normal way.
Yeah. I love seeing. I love to see people dancing.
No, no, no. I mean, on their end. Like,
yes. No, I agree. It
can really toe the line.
Seeing someone jam in kind of like by themselves is awesome. Right?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you see people with headphones or earbuds in. Yeah, sorry. Apple product placement. You see them, like, eyes closed, you know, bobbing their head. And, you know, as funny as that can be, it's like respect to those people, because you're getting away,
sure.
You know, you're taking a little disco vacation and you're
yeah,
bobbing
some escapism.
Your head. So.
Yeah. No, there's a guy in Philly who's like a Michael Jackson impersonator, and he's like roaming around the city, but he's usually in Rittenhouse Square. And I really enjoy watching him because he's like, I think he's kind of a creep, but that's like besides the point. He's a great Michael Jackson impersonator, mm-hmm. and like, I don't think he sings at all, but his he'll like throw out the occasional. Ooh, I can't.
You gotta turn away from the microphone and just full throat.
Yeah,
it.
I can't do that.
But
he's a great dancer, and I think that's so great. But it is a little crazy, so maybe you have to be a little crazy.
Well, actually, okay. Well, one more thing on this dance thing before we go to the next song. When I lived in Hoboken, there was this guy who would go on this like intersection right under a stoplight, like on the sidewalk, and he would dance, and he would like break dance. He would bring out a boombox, and he was this big guy. He was like 6'6" and like, you know, a pretty
brick.
He was a brick. He was a lot of man. And his name was
He was a lot of man.
He was a lot of man. So when he break dances and he's doing like, you know, like b-boy moves.
Yeah, that's really impressive.
You're like, wow. And it's so fun because I would be coming home from school and the guy would just be like breaking it down.
Defying physics.
Whoa, exactly.
Yeah.
His name was Chewy.
Oh, awesome.
His name was Chewy. And you just see him walking around. I'm like, yeah, Chewy. But like, I, you know, part of me was like, that's kind of weird. You know, I wouldn't dance in the middle of the street.
Right, because it's out of the norm. But like, what
if... It's awesome. He's enjoying himself. And if other people can see it and enjoy themselves too, which I did, like, awesome. That's... spreading the joy of dance. How are we transitioning to the next song?
So this next song is not a dance song, but maybe you could dance to it.
You could still dance. I don't know.
I personally, well, we both have a personal connection to the song, which is that a fellow Jumbo wrote and sang the song and performed it and recorded it. I think produced it too.
Sure. So as any Tufts student, I think she's currently a senior.
Yes.
she's like, she just pops up in both of our lives. You know, even before I knew Jill, she was in a band called Salt Hog that I used to play with a lot. I played with them, they would play. I wouldn't play in the band, but they would play before or after the band.
Anyway, this song is
I was going to finish that thought by saying we also studied abroad. You also studied abroad with her, and we spent some time in London.
She wasn't. Yeah, true.
With her, which is funny because, you know, people just come in and out of your lives. But amazing musician, artist, please stream her on Spotify. What's this song, Jill?
This song is by Lily Piet of Tufts University. And it's called Mordor.
As in Lord of the Rings.
Right. That's what I thought. I had a sneaking suspicion. But anyway, enjoy.
Hands going fast when the bodies hit the floor. I picture me next to him. No, I picture you next to her. Don't you know what you did? Yeah, you nailed it to the door. Won't you go out with me? No, the bodies hit the floor. I just wanna wake up. I just wanna wake up.
Hello.
Hello.
That one was I Have the Moon by Lush.
Knock off Cocteau Twins.
Yeah. I wanted to play that one, though, because I was listening to it earlier today, and I got a request from a special listener, my mom, to play more music that's quieter and better for bedtime. And I think that's a great, like, lullaby-like song.
So how about you want to keep it kind of low-key for the rest?
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea, because, you know, it is 10:39, in case you didn't know.
On a weekday.
And it is Monday night, so I think, you know, because all of you listeners have been such troopers with our dance music at 10 at night on a Monday.
We're going to treat you to some...
some quiet music.
Some quiet music.
So you can start to wind down, maybe get into bed and listen to the rest of our show. That would be a fun way to go to bed. I don't know if...
Well,
I don't know if I would do that to go to bed, but consider this your episode of Love Island with a cup of tea, which is my preferred way to go to bed.
Mm.
How do you like to go to bed?
Melatonin and YouTube.
Yeah. So this is either...
Or Under the Stars, of course.
Oh.
Is it the nightly routine, or what's my favorite
way? What makes you like super, super comfy when you're getting into bed? You have two items to bring. I had my laptop playing Love Island and a cup of tea. What's your preferred?
I have my phone, but plugged in and away from me,
mm-hmm.
playing aloud a 45-minute video essay on YouTube.
So you don't get to watch it, but you get to listen to it.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it's like falling asleep to a podcast.
Okay.
Much.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, video essays are like a bit more produced and, I don't know, a bit more engaging than a podcast can be.
Well, it's funny because they like also rely on the visuals. So you would assume that
it
would be hard to
just listen to. I know. And it's actually, but you know, it's the way they do it, they write the essay and then they, you know, edit the video along to it. So it's like, the visuals are definitely stimulating and add to the experience, but like, it is totally consumable, you know, sans video. Speaking of sans video, we were just talking about Twitter. That sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I just had the Elon Musk conversation.
I don't have much to
yesterday.
Add to the...
Nothing that's left to be said, but it's just being... It's so, for those who don't know, Twitter is being rebranded to X.
I think it's a big prank.
I think it is too, right?
Well, so Elon Musk, like, very publicly talks about his, like, use of drugs. And he's, like, he's probably just he's also a big believer in simulation theory.
Yeah, so he's trying to, like, prove that we're in a simulation by acting crazy.
By acting crazy. Which is, like, that's a little scary for someone to do if they have... power that's real, but Twitter is also kind of a fake place, so I don't know. So that's that on that.
Before we read this PSA, back to I just got a text from my grandma saying she likes to meditate before bed. I should start meditating before bed. And I think meditating is not just sitting cross-legged and like saying om, you know, it's like being still.
Yeah, well, we may have thought that's what it was in 2004. Now everyone has headspace.
You can totally meditate for like 30, like a few minutes by just like reflecting on the day, right? And just being still and not doing anything. And
true.
This isn't new to anyone. You know, it's very wellness, like 21st century.
No, there are plenty of wellness resources out there. And what's great is that you can do them like actively. There's some meditations that are like walking meditations, which are great because you don't have to just sit down. You can walk around.
Yeah. There's guided runs, which are nice.
Yeah, that's true.
It was like, I don't know.
It really brings me back to my Quakerism days from high school. And I really miss Quakerism. I last week I was thinking it would be really awesome if I could have some sort of like spiritual practice in my life. Because I genuinely feel like I'm missing that from having done like meeting every week in high school.
Join us next week when Jill becomes...
Yeah, no, this is my program to radicalize everyone.
Jill becomes a devoted inter-religion here. She's just going to fall into...
some sort of crazy sort of religion. Crazy. Anyway, speaking of crazy things, this is a PSA from WMFO called Mystic River Reservation PSA. Ready to react in live time.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's test my reading skills without contacts in. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford.
Every resident?
Yeah, for real. Even us. From the Tufts campus, it's just 4 blocks west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. This is very true.
Mm-hmm.
The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. It's very dangerous.
Is that called Route 16?
I don't think it is.
The Mystic Valley Turnpike?
I don't think that's what it's called either.
Yeah, it is.
Alewife Brook Parkway?
Oh, it's that.
Yeah. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have a fun day in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow? Do we know how to pronounce?
Bacow.
Bacow. Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5 mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. That was a big test of my reading abilities. Improve your physical and mental health. True. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. That's a new one.
I guess we're non-commercial.
Yeah, we are. We're public radio.
Sweet. We can attest.
Yeah, we've spent a lot of time on the Mystic.
Most recently this morning.
This morning we were right. Yeah, we were on the Mystic.
We were on the Mystic.
We've been swimming. We've
been swimming seasonally at the Bacow.
At the Sailing Pavilion. And many people are coming to the Sailing Pavilion to enjoy it. It's really awesome. And it's like, you know, something that I didn't realize is that having a body of water close by is so awesome for your for your mental health.
Oh, yeah.
For your, just like your joints feel better. I don't know. I might be making that up, but I think.
But just like, you know, going through your day and then having be like, oh, I'm going to jump into a body of water soon. Like,
yeah, that'll get you through. And it's beautiful, too.
And it's really pretty. Yeah. And, you can jog along. I'm talking about running a lot. You can walk. There's so many pathways.
You could crawl.
It's really nice. You could crawl. You could skip.
Roll. Yeah.
You could dance.
And they didn't mention this PSA, but there are plenty of dogs. And
so many dogs in such a good way.
Last time I was at the Sailing Pavilion, I saw a dog. We saw a dog in a boat.
Yeah, sometimes dogs are in the boat seasonally swimming.
And there's dogs
swimming.
On paddle boards. There's dogs
so
in the
great.
Water. Yeah, you get to see dogs like everywhere, which
so
is
great.
So
it's really impossible to be having a bad time at the...
They got us.
Sorry, they got us. It's the FCC.
Yeah, they're going to ask for the public file.
Where's the public file?
I don't know. anyway. What
are we So as we said, we're gonna bring it down in our last 13 minutes here.
Okay.
If that's okay with you guys.
Jake, what are we playing next?
So I think we got time for 2 or 3 more songs. So this next one is by an artist named Elon Tobin, who's a Portuguese electronic music producer, and he sampled this samba song. That oh my god, this reminds me of. When I visited Portugal with my family, we went to this place called the Douro Valley, which is like the wine country of Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this picnic on like the side of this like gorge, this valley. And we had a little speaker and we were just laying out in the sun. And I just like remember looking off into the distance and just every time I hear this song, I just like everything falls into place. You can see me now. I'm like the tingles are going. It just makes me feel so at ease. So... this is part of my nighttime routine, actually. So this is Nova by M. Montovan. Thank you. Fade out, Jill.
We're gonna close out the show, guys, because it's 10:55, and it's time for everyone to go to bed.
Yes, that's what I'm doing right after this. I'm just going straight to bed.
Night. Yeah. Anyway, this is Bean to Bean Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
What's the rest of your week looking like, Jill? Give the people an update on your life.
Update on life is that I'm going back home, which I'm super excited about. We're both going back home this week.
Yeah, the return.
Which is awesome. I don't know. I really like being here this summer, but, you know, there comes a time when you need to go home and you need to hug your mom and dad and your dog and cat.
Just dog.
And you need to eat food
at
your house.
Yeah.
You need to sleep in your own bed.
See friends.
So
see your older sibling or younger sibling, you know.
The ones that I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for the rest of the week, I'm just counting down the days till I get to go home.
Because we love it here.
Yeah. No. I'm a busy person for the next couple days, but I'm super excited to just rest.
Oh, tomorrow
we're going to a concert.
We're going to Le Tigre.
Yeah.
Of Riot Girl, Kathleen Hanna fame. They're back. They're playing the Royale.
Yeah, I think so. Which I'm super excited to go back to because I haven't been to a Boston concert venue in forever. So.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well, we were supposed to see a concert.
Yeah.
Got drizzled out. Thank you, God, for that one.
Thanks, God and James Murphy.
God and James Murphy. They are one and the same.
Yeah. So, very excited for this concert. Hopefully it won't get rained out from the inside, because that would be pretty tragic. I don't even think it's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Yeah. No. I was like, oh, we have the concert tomorrow. And Jill's like, I hope it doesn't get rained out. And I'm like, what?
With our luck, like, maybe it could be. Yeah. But I'm excited to, like, do the concert. I haven't gone to a concert in forever. So
it's going
to
be really fun.
Yeah.
And, so maybe next week we'll play some Riot Girl
stuff.
But that is all from us. Thank you for tuning in, everyone that has been requesting, sleeping, dozing off to our tunes. This has been Bean to Bean Radio with DJ Jake Simon.
Have a great week. Hopefully we'll be back next week. Same time, same place, with boards in hand.
Con DJ.
Yeah.
See.
Good night.
Buenas noches.